Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
My volume on my phone keeps going off. I don't hear it ring. I'm fine. I'm getting ready to send that thing to you.
The timesheet?
Yeah.
Perfect. Was the spend down paid for this month?
Yes.
Awesome. That's great. Okay, so...
It will always be paid between the 3rd and the 5th.
Mm-hmm. So what day did you pay it on? I checked on the website. It said it was paid, but it doesn't say what day it's paid on.
I believe it was the 4th.
Okay, that's wonderful.
But it takes a couple of days for them to post it.
Yeah, that makes sense. Also, one more thing is that they want me to have you at least clock in sometimes. I know it's hard for you to clock in, but do you think you'd be able to start clocking in for at least some of the times and then send me the timesheet to fix up all the times that were wrong?
Oh, okay.
Because
that
it's really...
That timesheet is perfect, but I understand.
Yeah, because they really need it to be, like, in the system. The timesheets are supposed to be used when, like, there's a circumstance where you couldn't clock out or clock in for some reason, not to have, like, full times on there. But so if you could clock in sometimes. Do you have the app on your phone?
Yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I guess you could.
My sister has such a hard time.
Signing it?
On paper. Her fingers, I can send you a picture of her hands if you want me to.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to show it to them. Her fingers are all crooked. It's very hard to even get anything to show up on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And she has to do it over and over and over. She gets really frustrated.
Wow, I understand. So, you know, there's another option. You could call in. And then she wouldn't have to sign.
Yeah, I forgot about that. But I'd have to get another phone.
You wouldn't be able... She doesn't have a phone?
We don't have two phones. We have just this phone.
So maybe I could ask them if they can do it with your phone number then.
Okay.
Since you live with her, right?
Right. She's been with me since... ...2003.
Oh, wow.
I have been her caregiver.
That's right.
She does not have the ability to focus.
Mm-hmm.
She can't drive, can't cook, anything that takes concentration like that. She could do everything else, but when she went in the nursing home, to rehab. Mind you, just for rehab for 10 days. And she could walk. There's nothing wrong with her hands. All she had was high blood pressure and an ulcer on her foot. But she's in there for wound care. And I'm telling you, I don't know what all they did to her. She ended up needing oxygen 3 liters 24/7 for 5 years. They were giving her insulin all the time. She wasn't diabetic. Her hands were perfectly straight. She never had a problem with arthritis. She came out of there with her hands and her feet all messed up.
Wow, that's crazy. How long was she there for?
5 years. And when she came home with me, and I fought with them all the time because she kept getting things wrong with her. And they finally got... suggested that she get a new kind of insurance. This was maybe 6 months after she went in permanently. And I forget the name of the insurance program, but they said she would have more hands-on. She would have an RN come in once a week and check her to catch things before they happen. And then she was going to have somebody else extra through the week to do something. I forget what it was. So anyhow, the first day that So I signed her up for that program. What it did, it took her off Medicaid or Medicare, one of them. Mm-hmm. Must have been Medicare. So the new nurse went to check her. She was a third-party person, wasn't hired by the nursing home. Mm-hmm. She came in and checked her. She called me, told me who she was. And she said, she just looked at all Paula's records. And she said, do you know when your sister got severe COPD? Did they tell you when that happened? I said, no. I didn't even know she had COPD when they put her on oxygen 24/7.
Oh, my gosh.
Did they tell you when she got diabetes? I said, no. I didn't even know she did unless I'm there to see him giving her, checking her insulin. She went down the list. My sister was diagnosed as having all kinds of things I hadn't even heard of. I didn't even know it.
Gosh.
And she said she came in here with high blood pressure and an ulcer on her foot, and she ends up with all these crazy things. Severe rheumatoid arthritis in her hands. Her fingers are crippled, and they messed her feet up. By the way, I don't know what they did to her feet. But they're all twisted. They did all that. She said, you need to have this checked out. Well, what she was telling me was, you need to get an attorney, is what she was telling me.
Mm-hmm.
And then she, of course, got fired for calling the people who had issues like that. The nursing home was livid because she called me and told me that. So then it ended up, all this damage had been done. So, I mean, what can you do but deal with it? And then she went in the hospital for a month, almost died. She went in there because I insisted, I demanded that they send her to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
They called me and told me that she had pneumonia. And I had been begging them for days to get her a chest x-ray. They kept saying, oh, we're going to have one come and do one, you know, tomorrow, blah, blah. They never did. Let it go, didn't treat her, didn't give her any medication for this respiratory illness. I'd go in there, her oxygen would be either way too high or way too low.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know who was doing that. So I finally demanded, because I had DPOA, demanded they call the ambulance, and they were furious with me. So she goes in there, they say, oh, they won't even take her. When the paramedics get here, they won't even take her. I go over there 2 hours after they tell me she has pneumonia. She's sitting out there playing bingo, coughing all over everybody. I said, what is she doing playing bingo, coughing all over everybody if she has pneumonia? They said, well, she's better off out there doing that than laying in bed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyhow, so she supposedly didn't need to go to the hospital, but I demanded they send her. I told them, if you don't, I'm going to call the police and report you.
Mm-hmm.
So she went, and she was there for a month for not needing to go and almost died. And then they were going to put her on hospice. But she didn't need hospice. And I said, absolutely not. So that's when I brought her home. So we deal with her issues. But it hurts her hands, too, when her fingers are sore.
Mm-hmm.
She actually has some joints in her fingers that aren't even connected. You can move them around. They actually will turn all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
And the tissue is not like our normal tissue in our fingers. It's real soft and puffy. But it hurts her fingers to try to write.
Mm-hmm.
But it is easier for her on the paper than on her phone.
Right. Okay.
Let me take a picture of her hands and send to you.
I can tell them, but I will definitely pass along this information to my supervisor and see what they can say about this. If maybe, I think it might, maybe it could be an option for you to clock in from your phone. I can see if they can do that, because that's definitely better than sending in a timesheet every week. So I will ask and then I'll get back to you about that.
Would you, I don't want to be pushy. Do you want me to send a photo of her hands and fingers?
Whatever you want. If you think it will help get a better, have them get a better picture of the situation, then.
Well, they can definitely tell by looking at them that she can't even hold a pen the right way. I don't even see how she can have any letter show up the way she holds the pen, because her fingers are so crooked.
Right.
That's why she has a hard time writing. She had the most beautiful handwriting I'd ever seen.
Oh, my.
Absolutely beautiful handwriting. Really sad.
Yeah, that is really sad. It's pretty disturbing that they've done so much stuff in this nursing home.
It was absolutely unbelievable. And if you say anything to them, question them, you know, you're called a bully. They started calling me a bully. Tell me I was bullying them, the staff.
Wow.
I said, no, I'm not bullying you. I'm trying to get my sister an x-ray when she's this bad. I don't call that a bully when you kindly, nicely beg them even to have the doctor come and look at her. I don't mean to complain about them, but they did major damage to her. And that RN, she, before she called me, she had decided she wasn't going to work over there when she saw the condition of some of those people.
Wow. Okay, so I'm going to pass along all this information, and then I will get back to you, and then I guess you're going to be able to send me in your timesheet in the next few minutes?
Within the next hour.
Within the next hour? That's
I'm
good.
I'm packing. I've got, my printer is in my car.
Oh, wow.
I guess I'll bring my printer in the house. I could print another sheet off. But this sheet that I had, I printed a whole bunch of them off, but they're still unpacked. And I didn't mark which box they're in, so.
I hear.
That's why I've been writing them out. But I will get that to you.
Right, just because I wanted to, I need a before 4 p.m. today so I could put in for billing. So that's in a little less than 2 hours.
Yeah. I'll work on it right now. I'll get a photo of her hands, too, and send you.
Perfect. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sarah.
All right. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.